Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. You're number two, burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw, now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.
It is me, your girl, Laborley, a.k.a. Kat Lee, and you have tuned into Ambitiously, the podcast, amongst other things. Listen, I decided that I didn't want to do this the way that I would do a normal show, and the reason being is because this is not a normal show. This is the behind the scenes. This is the things that I told y'all when I started talking about this segment of the show. I would probably be recording from my bedroom a lot because this is where I do a lot of the leg work. And then when it's time to air the show, I go into the studio. Today is not a day where we're going to record a live show. So why am I doing this? So this is my bedroom. This is what it looks like. It is what it is. But also in my bedroom, there is a computer with a huge monitor. So I work off of there. That's what I'm actually recording this on right now. And a television. So when I need to just take my mind off of this, then I just go up there. But so television at the top, bottom, computer screen, which is actually just a 55-inch television. That I now use as a 50-inch television that I use as a monitor. And my mini Mac. But today we're going to talk about why I wanted to start doing the behind the scenes. That and basically why I started Ambitiously the Podcast, and we're going to talk about the other ventures that we have going on within Ambitiously the Podcast, and also outside of Ambitiously. Oh, I can't say outside of Ambitiously Entertainment, because everything that I do at this point has something to do with Ambitiously Entertainment. But we'll talk about the other ventures as well. So the first thing I want to start off with is how did we come up with this concept of Ambitiously Entertainment? Well, the podcast first and then Ambitiously Entertainment. I've said it time and time again. When I first started Ambitiously the Podcast, I started it because we were in a pandemic. My marketing business that it was under another name at that particular time. Of course, business is slow because the world is shut down. We're scared that we're going to go. And not the good kind of go. So they locked us down. and they told us that we had to stay in the house and only essential personnel was allowed to come out. And so now I'm just sitting in the house. I'm bored. I had a friend from college, which I'll give you the backstory on that one of these days. But I had a friend from college. She was sitting in her house bored. And so I just was like, let's start a podcast. And she was with it. She was like, yeah, let's do that. Now, she didn't make it a year on the podcast. I don't even think she made it a full 6 months doing this thing that we now do. But we had some craziness, a little nuttiness. And then because I own the intellectual properties of Ambitiously Entertainment and Ambitiously the podcast, I was like, you know what? Well, she said she wanted to quit and then started acting crazy afterwards because I was going to keep going. Like, I'm not a quitter. I don't quit. So finally, we ironed that out. And then I kept on going with the podcast, and it's one of the greatest experiences in my life because I actually made something out of nothing. And that is a very, very hard feat to accomplish. But I did. I made something out of nothing. And I can honestly say I'm very proud of what it is that I do when it comes to this podcast and Ambitiously Entertainment and any other thing that I embark on. But initially my objective was because I was in marketing, I kept finding that, and especially around that time, like, leading up to that time, you know, everybody is optimistic. Everybody is like, oh no, I don't think so. I don't need marketing. I don't need marketing at all. You know why I don't need marketing? Because I do it myself. And I always try to convey to everybody that I encounter is that in order to be successful in anything that you do, you need a team. How that team looks is basically up to each individual. And matter of fact, while I'm talking, I can do this because I need to do this. But how that looks for each individual is different, right? So, you could do it yourself, but you just put more of a load on yourself versus having a team to help you get the job done. And so I'm waiting for this app to load up so I can do what I need to do for Friday night show. But I wanted to prove my point, which is I build brands, and is one of the things that I love to do most in this world is build brands. So I wanted to prove that. Like, okay, you didn't see it with Dirt Platoon. And with them, I'm going to say that's collectively as a unit, Dirt Platoon, myself, and a couple of other people, we built a brand. They still have a brand to this day. You can go online and research them and find their music. And then they added other people on to, you know, so you can find anything about Dirt Platoon. Oh, sorry, y'all. My other screen that I need. Okay, good. But anyway, mind you, I said I'm getting the show prepared for Friday as well. So just bear with me, work with me. But anyway, I started it because I wanted to prove my point, which is I can build brands. I do build brands. This is what I'm good at. If we were in medieval times or anything before that, they would say I'm a kingmaker. I make kings. So, yeah. So I was like, you know, screw it. I'm going to start this podcast because I got a point to prove. And actually, I kind of did prove the point because now Ambitiously, the podcast and entertainment, they are a brand. And they are a brand that I work on every freaking day. And I love it so much. So, yeah, that was that. And then once you build the podcast, it's just like, okay, because it is a brand, it needs the things that a brand needs down to the website, down to the planning, the marketing plan, the strategy, all of these things is needed. And so over the last 5 years, that's what I've been working on. But deep down in the back of my heart, I didn't just want it to be just ambitiously the podcast. And I always try to figure out a way to incorporate ambitiously entertainment into my previous life, which is my marketing career. So I finally found a way to do that, which is amazing. It makes me very happy to be able to merge those things. So with that being said, a couple of things we got going on. Let me throw those on the screen real quick. One is,
what if the background music in your business could do more than just fill?
Let me turn her off and then I'll tell you. We started offering music curation for businesses. Like if you have a store or a barbershop or a hair salon or anything of that nature, we have producers and in-house DJs that help us curate what you want your sound to be. But not only just what you want it to sound like when you walk in the store every day, but what are your customers going to gravitate to and what is going to make them spend more money? So now we are doing this. We have a webinar coming up on September the 10th. That's our first one. And we'll be doing it every second Wednesday of each month. But check this out.
What if the background music in your business could do more than just fill silence? What if it could actually increase sales, build customer loyalty, and define your brand? Our mission is simple: to help businesses like yours succeed by harnessing the strategic power of sound. We believe the right music can be a game changer, and we're going to prove it.
Okay, yeah, it cut off a little bit. I don't know why that one does that. I gotta fix it. But yeah, so now we do music curation. That's part of our marketing strategy. And I'm going to also incorporate other services so that I can get back to that, because that is my first passion. That is my first love. I've always loved doing marketing. It's amazing. It could be really, really fun. It could also be really, really stressful, but I love it nonetheless. So now I'm just trying to get into that place where now I've built the brand and now I want to incorporate all the other things that, you know, I'm an expert at. Hold on, let me, I have to upload this Friday's mix to the editing software. But yeah, so that's that. We are doing amazing and monumental things. Hold on, I got to find this mix really quick. I'm sorry, y'all. Well, I'm not sorry, because I told y'all this was going to be the behind the scenes. This is the stuff that I do. And I love it. I love it. Makes me happy to do this. Okay. Where we at? Okay. So, yeah, that's that. I finally found the answer of how we were going to incorporate the marketing. Hold on. I'm looking for something, and y'all gonna sense y'all behind the scenes and all. You get to join me in the journey of finding this thing that I'm looking for. And I think I just found it. Okay. So, anyway, so that's that. That's one thing. Okay. While that's loading up and getting itself together. Also, you can watch this. It'll tell you more about the music curation. We have a special offer that we're running right now. So here you go.
Is your business's sound as unique as your brand? Find out how ambitiously entertainment can help you create the perfect atmosphere.
Now, if you want more information about those packages and the new things that we have coming up at Ambitiously Entertainment, make sure you go over there to the website, check that out, because these are the things that we're working on right now. Yeah, so that's that. But this segment is new as well, and it's called The Blueprint. It is called The Blueprint because, again, I'm going to give y'all all of the behind the scenes work. Like, it kills me that people think that I just hop on a camera every night And there's nothing else that I do behind that. I work impeccably hard to try to build this brand and keep this brand going. And I mean impeccably hard. It's not just sitting behind the cameras. Like, it annoys me. They're like, oh, well, you got time. I don't have time. Like, okay. So I'm going to give you an example. Let's say I'm getting ready for a show. Or I have to get ready for a show. All of the things that you want me to do are not necessarily possible. And especially on a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, or a Friday, because those are the days that I absolutely, positively, without a shadow of a doubt, am doing a show. And so it's more than just hopping on the camera. One is I have to come up with whatever we're talking about every night. On a Monday, because we talk trending topics, I got to go find the stories that we're going to discuss every night. On a Tuesday, because it's nostalgia, Doc, bless, he's a blessing, because Doc does the curation of the final exam, which is a hip-hop trivia situation that we do on the show. But then I have to figure out what we're going to talk about besides that, because that doesn't last until somebody guesses or gives up and can't guess. That's how that kind of works. And then that's not, the show is an hour long. That can't last for an hour. So then we have to get into our nostalgia. I call it our nostalgia bag, but we have to get into our nostalgia bag. And then I have to come up with the things that we're going to talk about when we get to our nostalgia bag. And then Wednesday, like I said, it varies, because on a Wednesday, mostly on a Wednesday, we do the wiretap. And then on the wiretap, I have to figure out what court cases we're going to read. No, I can't say what Doc is going to say. I don't even know what I'm going to say. And I say some outlandish stuff. I do, because I don't have a filter. I don't. But we never know what we're going to, we just bounce off of each other ideas and think about, you know, talk about stuff. But basically the concept for the wiretap is we are reading a court case. A current court case. We'll even revisit old court cases, but we read court cases and we dive into it and you know, get some understanding about what's going on. Wet and Wired. On a Wet and Wired Wednesday, I have to come up what we're going to talk about on there too. And then thank goodness on Fire Fridays, we have a wonderful in-house DJ. He puts the mixes together every Friday. And then I have to find the words before and after the show. It's not just me hopping on the camera. Then that's just part of the production. I got to make sure everything is running, hopefully running well, because the internet is a fickle thing. All the pieces that we need to be there, especially stuff like commercials and stuff like that. I have to put all of that together. The graphics are all done by me. I have to do all of that. And then I have to make sure our marketing plan is together. Our business plan is running the way it's supposed to run. I got to do all of these things. And I don't mind it. But what I do mind is people thinking that I just come and I just sit down and I just sit on the camera and just start running my mouth. No, everything is meticulous. I'm a very meticulous person. So it's very meticulous. And I put in a lot of effort to make this thing run. So that's that. So that's why I decided to do this behind the scenes thing, so that it could be understood that I don't just sit on the camera and my ideas are already put in place before the show starts. I don't just get on the camera and be like, okay, this is what we like. No, it's decided way before I even get on the camera. It's probably decided a couple of days before I get on the camera, especially on a Monday. So that's what it is. So yeah, that's part of why I started this behind the scenes situation. The other reason why I started this behind the scenes situation is that we are making a lot of strides in our forward progress. I partnered up with certain individuals, and we're starting another podcast. And along with that podcast comes a lot more. Like, it's more than just a podcast. It's the podcast and a couple of other brands that's it all ties together. And so I want y'all to be a part of that journey as well, because it's going to be more than me just sitting here in my room. Of course, this segment of the show is going to be more than that. It's going to be you seeing the building of that business and those brands. And I want y'all to get some exclusive, you know, some exclusives about what we got going on. And maybe when we're finished with the completion of the brick and mortar aspect of it, maybe come and visit, you know, and see if it's something for you. But I can't tell you exactly what that is just yet, because we're still in planning mode, but it's happening, and I'm very happy that it's happening. So, roundabout, part of it was selfish me wanting everybody to know, like, no, I just don't sit on the camera. I have a lot of ideas, and I'm just trying to get them out. And, you know, certain ideas fit certain situations, so I'm never going to jump out there. I'm never going to just be like, you know what, I'm just going to... Nah, I like to plan things. I like to think about things, because most of the situations where you just jump out there and you don't really have a game plan and how you're going to put it together, I promise you they fail. And I'm not in the business of failing. I'm in the business of trying to make things really pop off and happen, like really happen. The luxury is, again, I have producers on my team, my squad. One of them, a very notable, you know, he's done a lot of things within the music industry. And then I have an in-house DJ along with a couple of other DJs that help with the music curation. So I'm blessed. That's why I say you need a team. It's not just you by yourself. Although I wear a lot of hats for Ambitiously Entertainment, I still have a team. There's certain people that help me with certain things so that hopefully we'll continue to thrive and succeed. But it's just not me. It's not just me. I'm just the bigger, like, I'm the face, I'm the brand. And yeah, I put in a lot of work, but it is not just me. So, again, today on my agenda is making sure that Friday's show is prepped and ready to go. With that, although I do not do the mixes, DJ Rukaze, our residential DJ, does all the mixes. I don't just throw them, like, I like it to have some graphics so before every show, what I do is I go and I add a video, I add it to a video. And, I add it to a video, and then, you know, y'all get it on a Friday. Which right now we have a video template, so it's kind of good. I created it a little while ago. So that's a good thing. And then also today, on today's agenda, I have to do some marketing planning for Ambitiously the Podcast, Ambitiously Radio, Ambitiously Entertainment in general, our services and all of that. And then also for the new venture, because if I work on one, I like to work on the other one. I'm kind of weird like that. We got a few things on our agenda for today. I can't show you because the work that I have to do is on my computer, but I could tell you about it. So that's that. That's kind of what we're working on today. Today is one of them days where we got to get the behind the scenes work. We got to get the administrative work done. We got to get the things that you guys don't see done. I'm a get it done kind of woman. If I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. I keep my word. I only say that I'm going to do it if I know that I'm capable of doing it. And so with these type of things right here, I know I'm fully capable. And so that's what it is. Strategies, working on those today, getting this situation together for Fire Friday. Also, I'm going to clean in the studio a little bit because it needs some work. That's a lot of things that I do beyond just hopping on the camera, though. I mean, not that I want to toot my own horn, just hopping on the camera and looking cute. No, I'm joking. I'm not even that kind of girl, but I do a lot of things other than just hopping on the camera. So friends and family, if I ever say, well, I can't because I got to do this, it's because it's a lot of work behind the scenes that you guys don't get to see. All y'all see is this, I'm just hopping on the camera and running my mouth, and that's not it. By far, by George, that is not it. It's hard work that I put into this thing. So, you know, the way I see it, out of the list of things that we have going on, a few of them will work. Maybe not all of them, but a few. And so far, Ambitiously the Podcast is working. So far, Ambitiously Entertainment is working. It's coming together and it's working. And hopefully, with the new venture that we have going on and the brands that are built around that venture, hopefully all of those will work out well too. But it is my mission to make sure and try my best to make those things work. And that's what it boils down to. So yeah, y'all get to see my little glass cleaner packet. Because I like my glass, my mirrors and stuff clean. Y'all get to see my little, this is where I come to after I leave the studio every night. I come up in here, actually where I'm sitting at right now, 9 times out of 10, I use this as a stepping stool to get up there. It takes me 3 minutes, I'm out. And yeah, it is what it is. This is my little space. You can see a little bit of my clothes. Some clothes that need to be put away, they're already folded, and then I got a bag of clothes I need to fold. But yeah, that's my life. I'm a mom first. I adore my daughter. She is the best thing that I've ever done in my whole entire life. I wouldn't trade her for anything in this world. So I'm a mom first, I'm an entrepreneur second. Well, I'm a woman first, a mom second, and an entrepreneur third, and I guess an employee fourth. Maybe I put that fifth because I'm a lover fourth. I'm an employee fifth because I'm really not trying to spend forever building anybody else's brands. If I'm not being paid to do so, but not building on anybody else's brands, but not building anybody else's dreams. I'll help you build your brand all day long because I have a passion for I really have a passion for marketing. I have a passion for writing as well. But marketing and public relations, I have a passion for those two things. So I help you build your brand, but I'm not going to just keep building your dream. There's a limitation. There's a duration of that. But when you work like a regular nine to five, let's say I've been an administrative assistant before, I'm building up somebody else's business and not building my own. And I don't want to do that for the rest of my life. That's not how I want to go. So, yeah, the plan is to just to keep it going and keep trying to make things happen. I am definitely trying to make $1 out of 15 cents. I hate asking for donations, but if you decide that you want to help the cause, because there is some things that's going to happen, some fundraising that's going to happen eventually, not for Ambitiously the Podcast, but for the new venture. So if you feel like you want to help out and join this movement, then you certainly can. And I'm not just talking about donating. I'm talking about, like, if you have a skill that can help what we got going on over here, I'm open to talking to you. I don't have no problems like with that at all. And that's that. But this is the first episode of The Blueprint. It will be more interesting later. Trust me. You're going to see my kid walking in the room. You're going to see it because I'm not hiding any of that. Like, she's going to come in here, Mom! And I'm going to be like, yes! But it'll be more interesting. It'll get more interesting as we go. You'll get business phone calls. You'll get all of the above. You'll get some of everything. So I'm just going to say stay tuned so you can see what happens behind the scenes. So you can see the building of everything we got going on over here, and so you can really, really see what the blueprint is. Sometimes I even come up here and talk about strategy and things of that nature. I'll also talk about different aspects of being an entrepreneur. I'll talk about some of everything. So just make sure you tune in. And also, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe to Ambitiously the Podcast, because we need you to. We need it. We want it. We want more of it. I'm not going to do like I would do on a normal show, which is I shout out everybody, but I am going to do this because you need to know this. There are a million ways to contact me. Pick one. A million ways. That's on the screen right now. It's a million ways to contact me. Just pick one and reach out. And I'm definitely going to reach back out to you, because that's how I am. I'm never going to leave you on red, baby. But with that being said, y'all, pick one. But with that being said, yeah, y'all seen my crazy room, but I'm comfortable in here. It's not everybody else's room. It's just mine. And it works for me. And it's my bedroom slash office. The studio is my studio slash office, but they all are connected together. So it works. It works for me. But yeah, with that being said, I love y'all. Can't wait to the next to spill my guts in the next episode of The Blueprint. And make sure y'all come back and check it out. I love y'all. Good night. Oh, I'm saying good night. Listen, it's not nighttime, but I'm so used to saying good night because I do the show at night. I'm about to say good night. Bye, y'all. I'll see y'all later. Bye. Bye.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Finish up projects with GE-branded silicone sealants. Tub and tile silicone is 100% waterproof and offers same-day water readiness, making it perfect to use in kitchens and bathrooms. Shop our selection of GE sealants in-store and on Menards.com and save big. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our other great deals happening this week. Save big.